Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my great, great producer, Adam Zaloof. Before we get on with our great guest today, just a couple quick messages. The North Hills Youth Football Association program will have its first ever football turkey bowl Saturday, November 23rd, 2-6, 200 Henderson Road in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills. And their website is nhyfa.com. That's nhyfa.com. And you will see Marv Kelm there, former Steeler. He's been a guest on our show. And you may see some other Steelers there as well. So make sure you check out the first ever football turkey bowl from the North Hills Youth Football Association program, November 23rd, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And also, there's a new online magazine called Podcast Magazine. Podcast Magazine takes readers beyond the microphone and into the lives of today's leading podcasters, behind the scenes of the shows fans love, covers products, tools, podcast platforms, industry happenings, charts, independent ratings, reviews of under-the-radar shows, and offers growth, traffic, and monetization strategies for professional and aspiring podcasters. And you can also receive a free lifetime subscription at podcastmagazine.com. That was pretty damn good. One take I did that. What do you think, Luther and Mike?
Man, you're the best. You're a professional, man.
I'm going to pat myself on the back. I've been known to do that before. But today's guests are the great producer and host of Steel City Sports World, the best sports show on TV, Luther Dupree, and one of the co-hosts is the best photographer in Pittsburgh. And he's a movie producer, and he's also another great guy. I love these guys. Mike Migliori. Mike, Luther, thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. Can't wait.
All right, man. Well, first, we're going to talk about Smoking Jim Frame. No, that's right. It's another show. Okay. we'll leave Smoking Jim alone for tonight. But the Steelers, obviously, the Steelers and the Browns, unfortunate fights that happened last game. And there's the suspensions were out today. And then, unfortunately, there's more coming out of it with Garrett Miles saying that the reason why he flipped out was that Rudolph made a racial slur. And NFL films and I guess the players around, nobody heard anything. And I would think, and you tell me what you guys think before we talk about the fight itself, if that would have been said, which if it would have been said, then obviously he should be punished and punished heavily for it. But if it were to have been said, wouldn't you think that Miles would have said it right then and there to his teammates, to the press, to everything? Luth, what do you think?
Well, you know what? He's just reaching for anything. He knew he was in big trouble, and what's the first thing you reach about? Well, he called me a name. He called me a racial name. The whole incident was disgusting, and it just keeps taking more and more twists and turns. It shouldn't have happened. The game was over. Miles Garrett wanted to get one more shot in, and Mason Rudolph, you know, he had a bad game, and it didn't take much to get him going. But, you know, swing a helmet at somebody, that is absolutely unacceptable. He deserves everything that he got, you know, a suspension indefinitely. But Mason Rudolph, I think he has to take some heat. He finally did admit his part in it. He had a terrible game, four picks, you know, and then you don't charge at a guy, the baddest cat in football. I mean, he's lucky, you know, not that he can control what Myles Garrett did, but as a quarterback, you're always supposed to keep your cool. And even when you're having a bad game, you can't lose it. You know, charging at a guy who's been beating you up all game was a bad move, and he could have really gotten hurt because Myles Garrett is pretty crazy on the field after the play. He's just a wild, crazy guy. And this sounds like a lawyer said, hey, the only shot we have is if you say this. Tell him he called you a racial name or a homosexual slur. That's right. Basically lawyer speak, trying to get him, this is the only shot we have because you messed up and you messed up bad.
You know what, though, Mike, before you go on, Luther, I agree with you wholeheartedly with everything, but isn't that very irresponsible? Because you know what that could set off. I mean,
right.
You know, things are all that's a terrible thing to begin with. And to say that somebody said something like that, I mean, it could ignite a whole hell of a lot more problems. I mean, I think that's just irresponsible.
Right. And that's what lawyers do. You know, they try to find something that, all right, well, say this. This is why you had to do it. I mean, because you know, there was no getting out of it. You swung a helmet. It's on TV. You're done.
Right.
It hasn't been done.
Right.
You know, you may not play again. And the lawyer just said, hey, just throw this out there. Maybe we can, you know, catch light. It's disgusting. The whole thing sucks.
Right.
And it shouldn't happen. It has no place in football.
Right. Mike, what are your thoughts?
Pretty much the same as Luther's. You know, the whole thing was just terrible. They just were out of control. And you can't have that, especially like on a televised game, you know, where, you know, everybody's watching that game because it's the only one going on at the time or whatever. This is just a terrible thing to happen for the NFL. It makes the whole organization look bad.
I tell you, I think they're both lucky. Both organizations are lucky that it did, because it was so close to the end zone. That fans didn't spill out, then it could have gotten a whole hell of a lot worse. Now, I do think that Rudolph. Let me ask you this, Luth. Maybe you know, or Mike. Are the fines or suspensions over with, or can Rudolph still get a game? Are they still thinking about it, or what?
I think all the appeals are in, and Marquise Pouncey, he got his suspension reduced from 3 games to 2. Everything else
you
is
know,
the same. I think Rudolph should have got a game out of it.
But I don't think Pouncey should have gotten one game max.
Well,
in my opinion,
he threw about 20 punches and a couple kicks,
and he missed seven. He missed 17 of them.
And he wasn't throwing too hard. You know, you throw a punch at a helmet. You throw it too hard, you're going to break your hand. So, but
I think Steelers fans are upset that Rudolph didn't get some games.
Right. I mean, Rudolph, not only did he throw 4 picks, you might want to say he was responsible for 3 guys and not playing in the next game. Pouncey, he laid out DeAndre Johnson. He laid out Juju Smith-Schuster.
That's right.
Put out. I would have liked to see him get put out for a game, and let's get the duck in there because he's – you know, the more and more you see him, the more and more he's getting exposed.
But, well, you hit it on the head, though. He did get those guys laid out.
It
was crazy. But, Mike, what are your thoughts about the upcoming game against Cincinnati?
The Steelers, they're hurt pretty bad. A lot of injuries and stuff. And, you know, they have all this other junk going on because of the fight that they have to listen to all week. Cincinnati Bengals are so bad. Me, you, and Luther could beat them. They're just a bad team. Yeah, so I don't. Losing, of course, Steelers aren't all that great either. But the Cincinnati's just a bad, bad team, and they got no reason to win. They're better off to lose the rest of the way out.
Right. Luther, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. The Steelers are beat up pretty bad, but it's the Bungles. I mean, they are absolutely horrible. I mean, you know, they switch a quarterback. They're so bad. They cut the quarterback. They tell him he's going to the bench on his birthday. They couldn't wait to another day. Then they put in a rookie. It's just the whole organization stinks. Now, I don't know how Marvin Lewis even got this team to win 8 games.
I'm telling you, isn't that the truth?
10 games before. They are absolutely horrible. They quit on the coach. But the Steelers are so beat up now. I mean, they're getting guys off the practice squad. But the one guy, and I know Smoke and Jim would have liked this, the one guy that wants to come back, Terrell Pryor.
Right. I was just going to say that.
They're pulling guys off the practice squad. Why don't they get this 6'6", 220-pound freak that still runs a 4.4? I don't understand.
Who wants to play here?
He wants to play here. You don't have any receivers. I don't know what Colbert and Tomlin are doing on this aspect. But I don't want to get on Tomlin too bad, because what he's doing this year, he's definitely proving he's a heck of a coach, because you lose Ben every game. James Conner has been in and out of the lineup.
Right.
And it's obvious he cannot be a number one running back. He's a backup at best. He can't stay healthy. I mean, you know, he's just an injury-prone guy. And Juju, we still don't know if he's a number one, you know, because he doesn't have a legitimate quarterback throwing him the ball. But I do think the defense can win this game. You look at the last time they played the Bengals, they had a veteran quarterback, Dalton, in there, and they gave him fits. They have a young guy in there this time. I look for, Fitzpatrick to really make some plays. Minka was pretty much non-apparent against the Browns. I look for him to have a big game, maybe come with a couple turnovers. But the defense has been carrying this team. We've been waiting for this to happen and happen. It's a shame that it took so long that there's no Ben, there's no Brown, and
right.
there's no Bell when they finally step up to the plate. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get enough offensive weapons on the field to really take advantage of this dominant D, because it can be dominant. T.J. Watt is maybe the defensive player of the year. I look for him to have a couple sacks this game. And my cousin, Bud Dupree. You know, he doesn't have as many sacks as T.J. He does have
sacks,
but he's putting constant pressure on. You know, that $9.5 million is looking like it was well spent, you know. Whether the Steelers keep him or not, I think he's put himself in a good place. But that defense is fast. They're hitting, and they're causing turnovers and turning those turnovers into the points. I think that's why they beat the Bengals. Low-scoring game, because I don't know what Mason's going to do. I think teams have figured him out. He just likes to dump the ball off, and he throws it deep.
Right.
He's not very accurate. But I see them winning maybe like a 16-13 type of deal, mainly because of the defense.
I'm with you. Mike, what do you think about them picking up Pryor?
It would certainly be a good move. Like Luther said, he's athletically a beast, and he's a very capable wide receiver for sure. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he's not on a team somewhere. There's a whole lot worse players still that are playing, especially on the Steelers.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Okay. I'm even Dez Bryant. I mean,
That's right. Dez Bryant's up there.
These practice players up that they're not showing me. They're not getting a lot of separation. They have to do something. I'd even like C.J. Anderson, the running back who came in with the Rams. Did he get picked up yet?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still up there.
It's like you're looking at my notes here, Luther, because I mentioned Pryor, Anderson, and Dez Bryant, but I don't think they're going to get at least this week, and this would be the week to get those guys.
So I'm
with you guys.
Might be able to beat the Bengals. So I don't know
exactly
what they're doing. They're a walking wounded. Everybody's injured at every position. Quarterback, running back, two wide receivers are out, and they may be out for some time. You know, when you're dealing with a concussion, and they both got rocked pretty bad. So I don't know why they're not upgrading that position.
I don't either. But we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Western Pennsylvania, and Lee Davison Associates Legends Division Facebook page. We'll be right back with Mike Migliori and Luther Dupree. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stedett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com.
Okay, guys. Now, the other big news this week is Colin Kaepernick's tryout, or workout, I should say. I'm sorry, workout. There has been some controversy as far as, I think it was maybe an hour or so prior to the workouts at the Atlanta Falcons facility. Kaepernick wanted it moved 51 miles or 51 minutes away to another facility. My take on the whole thing, I listened once in a while. I watched First Take and ESPN with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman. I'm not a fan of Max Kellerman. He, as a boxing guy, he used to drive me nuts. But anyway, every fight Vinny Paz was in, he always said Vinny was losing. So I'm not a fan of Max Kellerman. But anyway, Stephen A. Smith, I do agree with this aspect of the workout, that if you are, it's like a job interview. And I'm paraphrasing what Stephen A. Smith said. It's a job interview and you go to the job interview. You don't show up. You move the job interview. Then you rip on the people who are going to hire you. And on top of that, you sued them and he won a settlement or whatever the case is. And, you know, so there's already some ill feelings there. And then he had a, I guess you could call it a press conference, whatever you want to call it, afterwards. And he ripped on the NFL. Now, whether he was right or wrong, that's up to, you know, each and everybody's individual opinion. But it's almost like this. It's almost like he doesn't, you know, you go for a job. Yes, Mr. Dupree, you know, I don't like you as a person. I don't like you or Mr. Migliori. I don't like the company. You guys suck, but I want to work for you. You know, it's not going to work that way. I think he hurt himself more than he helped himself. Mike, what do you think?
I think the whole thing is just garbage, right? The NFLers have players that were murderers and rapists and dog killers and wife beaters and even wanted to try to shoot down a police helicopter. And they had no problems with them. what Kaepernick did, even though it's disgusting to me personally, but what he did was nothing compared to all those other crimes. Right? The reason that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job is that his last season, he was 1-10 as a starter. And he had, right. He had a contract with the 49ers, and he opted out of it. Okay, he overestimated the value of a 1-10 quarterback in the NFL. I guarantee you right now there's not a single 1-10 quarterback that has a job in the NFL. And that's why he's not playing now.
Luke?
You know what? I completely disagree with both of you guys. Listen, Colin Kaepernick is better than 50% of the quarterbacks. He's better than anybody that the Steelers is going to dress this Sunday. He should be in the league. I mean, that's you know, you could say 1-10 all you want, but that team right. was a dump. They had no players at that time. The reason they're good now is because they got all those number one picks and build up the defense. And then they made a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo and you know, got a quarterback in there after they drafted a nice offensive line. He should be in there. Let me just say that. As far as the workout, that was a sham from the very beginning. Nobody works out somebody publicly. The NFL, it was a publicity stunt for them, and it blew up in their face just like it should have. Nobody announces they're going to have a public workout Saturday, a day before the game. Half the teams are traveling. Tuesday's the off day. That's when guys work out and try to get a contract, and there was nothing. He was a free agent. There was nothing blocking this guy from getting on the team. The NFL got it wrong. And not only that, I think you're simplifying the matter. The main issue was the waiver. It wasn't a traditional injury waiver. They put extra things in that waiver, and he was advised, do not sign that contract. Because it wasn't just an injury waiver where, hey, you twist your ankle, you can't sue us, it's a workout. It doesn't mean you're going to get on the team. They put extra things in, and the NFL even admitted they added something extra to this waiver. So why would he sign it? He has lawyers in place to read that. So it was a sham. They wouldn't tell him what receivers he's throwing to. I mean, everything about it didn't make sense. It was just a publicity stunt. And the reason they wanted him to sign it is because they know he can sue them again, because he should be in the league, because he's better than 50% of these terrible quarterbacks. This is not the golden age of quarterbacks. He should be playing.
Right.
And he probably will sue. And they're going to settle again with him because they are absolutely incorrect. Stephen A. is wrong. Max Kellerman is right once again. I don't know why you dislike him. I guess because he was always on Vinny. But Max Kellerman
always.
Is right on this one. Stephen A.
Well, here's what
is
I think.
Absolutely incorrect.
I think physically, without question, he is definitely capable of playing in the NFL. Forget about the 1-10 record. Well, it's hard to say forget about the 1-10 record, but you know, you look at Duck and the guys that the Jets had, and the, I mean, we can go on and on. It's laughable. So physically, I don't think it's a question. I just don't know, and I don't think he helped himself with his press conference at the end. It's like this, Luke. The NFL has the hammer. They have the ball in their hands. Now, I would never tell anybody. I've talked to my daughter about this. I've talked to my wife about this. I've talked to my friends when they asked advice. My dad, you know, worked in the mill for years, and he never backed down from anybody. You know, if there was something, he was in the unions. If there was something he believed in, he used to say, plant your feet and stand firm, and you do what you believe in. And I'm all for that. But at the same time, I think if Kaepernick really, really wanted to play, I don't think he would have had the press said what he said, whether it was right or wrong. Okay, I'm sure he feels that it was right. But maybe just don't say anything right now. And I'm not saying kowtow to anybody or bow down to the NFL. None of that. I'm not saying that at all. Go have your workouts and then let the chips fall where they may. I think he probably hurt himself with what he said and moving to a different facility. And then the owners are going to say, you're giving the owners more of ammunition to not bring you back. See, that's why we didn't bring him back, because of that. And look at the firestorm that's created throughout the media. We don't need that for a backup quarterback, you know. And
yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but now on the other side, I think what he did, he knew he wasn't going to get in. He knew he needed to have his own media there, because what are they going to do? If it's a closed workout, you're not allowed to have your media. They're going to put every drop pass and just say, oh, Kaepernick doesn't have it anymore. The way he did it, he says, no, I know it's a sham, but I'm going to put it out here. I still have elite arm strength. I can throw it 50 yards on the money.
Formerly of the Cleveland
Browns,
said that
so now we know that I can play this game. I can still throw the ball. But we're not going to let you walk control
the narrative. Being obviously creating the Rooney rule and having an African-American coach and Mike Tomlin. Why don't the Steelers, why wouldn't the Steelers pick him up?
Just because he's 1-10. He's a starter. Because he was a good player before that. In his last season, he was a loser. Right? Why are you going to pay a loser to come to your football team? Right? These guys, they don't care. They don't care who he killed. They don't care who he killed or where he kneeled or who he raped or how many dogs he killed, as long as they can win football games. Right? This guy, Kaepernick, what he did was nothing compared to these other things. Those guys have jobs right. because they're good players. Kaepernick was a loser. Right, you just saw his bad team. Garoppolo went in and won six straight with the same team.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing that's you,
why
and,
you
know,
not the same team, Mike. Not the same. This is 3 years removed from the team that he played on. It's completely different. That roster has turned over completely.
Do you think the Steelers will pick him up, Luth?
Oh, of course not. He's never playing in the NFL again. It's over.
Do you think that there's it's collusion? Do you think people are saying, hey, none of us, I mean, I would just, why don't you think that, let's just say the Steelers, why wouldn't they pick him up?
Well, I don't think the NFL is going to allow him to come because one, you know, right now he comes with a lot of bad publicity. You put him on the team, the president's going to start tweeting about you. There's a lot of bad things that come with Kaepernick. You know, you'll get fans boycotting outside your arena, your stadium. It's just not worth the risk right now. I think he definitely can play, but there's a lot of negative press that comes with putting him on a team, unfortunately.
He'll never be in the NFL again, but he'll be throwing the ball to Antonio Brown next year in the XFL.
Antonio might get picked up by the Patriots again. They're talking about it.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be something. But
I did hear that. That would be absolutely.
Yeah.
They need him. Unfortunately, they need him.
Oh, yeah. yes, they do.
Man, usually when you throw the owner under the bus, it's over.
But I know.
Antonio Brown.
I know.
Apologizing to Robert Kraft and trying to get back into good graces. But if the NFL lets him back in this year, the Patriots, I'm completely done with the NFL. Because it's just set up too much.
You said that a couple times about the Patriots.
I did. I mean, when they let Josh Gordon back in, this guy came in high. He didn't even think he was getting in the league this year. But because
they
were the Patriots, they let him go. And then they end up cutting him halfway through the season anyway. So,
right.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past the Patriots to bring Antonio Brown back.
I know. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break.
Let them lose to the Cowboys.
Yeah, right. They lose to the Cowboys, Antonio's signing. But we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Ontario Physical Therapy Institute in Western Pennsylvania, Lee Davis and Associates, Legends Division Facebook page. We'll be right back with Mike McGlory and Luther Dupree. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Renny Stedett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. Okay, guys, NFL MVP. I think I'm along with everybody else. I mean, well, I shouldn't say everybody else. A lot of people are saying Russell. I'm thinking Jackson. I mean, he's doing some things. The only thing that scares me about him is he's starting to lower that shoulder a little bit and knocking guys down. I mean, I just don't want to see the guy get hurt. But anyway, that's another topic. But I think MVP-wise, you've got to give it to him, I think. I mean, Russell's great. I love him, but I give it to Jackson. What do you think, Luther?
I completely agree. Lamar Jackson has been outstanding. I said it when he was drafted. I didn't think it would take two seasons, but I said he is going to turn this league around. He can do it all. He throws better than people think, and he runs a 4-3 with moves like Barry Sanders. I said that when he was drafted. No reason he should have lasted to the last pick of the first round. All those GMs should be fired. The scouts, come on, all these quarterbacks that were picked in front of him, nobody's even having half the success he's having. He has highlight plays. He's beaten the Patriots already. He's destroyed the Houston Texans last week. Amazing.
Let me interrupt you real quick. And, Mike, jump in on this as well before you go on with who you think MVP is. I've been very critical of general managers in baseball. Everything's with the analytics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do the eye test anymore. Now, Trubisky, how can you say that he was going to be a better quarterback? And he's not the only one. There were some other guys picked, but like Goff, I'm still shocked at him. I think, you know, they talked about Tebow's slow release.
Mm-hmm.
I take Tebow over Goff, and I know people may think I'm crazy, okay? But I think he was extremely overrated. But let's stick with Lamar Jackson. Do you think that these guys, Mike and Luther, these general managers, they're just strictly going by analytics and these, I don't want to say stats, but these numbers, and I don't know what the hell they're looking at. But why do you think they're making these crazy-ass picks when you can see that the man has great feet, he has an arm, he can obviously run. He's shown it on a high level consistently. Mike, why do you think they make these, or are they just bad general managers? Maybe I'm making this harder than it has to be. Maybe they just suck at being a general manager. Mike?
Maybe, but they, you know, what you got to, I guess, realize, people that have their quarterback don't go out and draft the quarterback early. You know what I mean? If a team thinks that they have their quarterback for the future or whatever, they're not going to draft him. They're going to go for something else. I don't know why he lasted all the way to the end. I'm sure there are teams that could have used a quarterback at that time, but yeah, they picked in another area. I think he's a really good player too. As far as the MVP, I'm still looking at Mahomes. I guess it depends on how far the teams go. The Kansas City looks really good to me, and Mahomes looks really good to me, and Jackson looks really good too in Baltimore.
Russell Wilson,
Well, you know, honestly, I haven't seen that much of him.
Yeah, the thing I like about Russell Wilson is he's never out of the game. He can beat you in so many ways. You know, he's just, again, maybe I shouldn't have said it was, it's going to be a, I didn't say it's a blowout MVP, but I just think that Jackson is definitely the MVP. And I like Mahomes too. And I think Russell Wilson is number two, but I still got to go with Jackson. And I think Baltimore is just really looking great on defense, on offense. I mean, they look like the team out of the AFC.
Real quick, before we get off Lamar Jackson, one of the reasons he wasn't drafted is the backup quarterback on his team, RG3. You know, these GMs, they go with what's hot. And at the time, remember he had that one great season, got injured running, and has had a terrible career ever since. Now maybe he found, maybe he'll
great
be back
point.
Up. But I think they had RG3. They looked at Lamar Jackson, Heisman winner, can run, rocket arm. That's RG3 again. And instead of actually looking at Lamar Jackson, they put him in a box and said he's the next RG3 and not the first Lamar Jackson. And I think that's the problem. You know, now let him win a Super Bowl or MVP, then everybody, he could be the next Lamar Jackson, and you'll see a bunch of mobile quarterbacks getting drafted again. So it just becomes
excellent point.
You know, these guys.
Excellent point, Luther.
Like you always say, they don't want to be, out of the circle, so to speak.
Right. They're copycats. You're exactly right. You hit it right on the head, and that's a great point. And I think it's being lazy. What they do is if this guy does something, then that guy does. Remember when the wildcat was popular, then, you know, years ago, the shotgun, they're copycat. It's in all sports. I mean, if team A wins a championship by doing X, Y, and Z, then everybody follows suit, you know, McVay was the hot guy. Then all of his assistants were getting, well, you see where that's going now, but everybody wanted to copy the Rams system, which, you know, again, isn't working too damn good. But, so all three of us think Lamar Jackson. I definitely think that's going to happen. I don't see anybody. I think it might be a closer race to who gets second place between Russell Wilson and Mahomes, because I still think Mahomes is going to have a big season. But I think Jackson's definitely going to get that as well. We're going to take another quick commercial break before we get into to baseball and some other things. Right back after these commercial messages. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends, Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions, Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions, Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny, the Pasmanian Devil, Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates, Legends Division, or at relsano16@gmail.com.
Okay, guys, the Pirates hired Ben Cherington, former GM of the Boston Red Sox. Now, I've been talking about Dave Dombrowski ever since Huntington was fired. And I should have mentioned Ben Cherington. I've dealt with Ben Cherington before. Very, very good baseball guy, very smart guy. He is very big on creating a team from the bottom up. He's going to be – the minor league system is going to be better. He's got nothing to work with now. But he's very into the minor league system, and then he'll add a few players here and there if they give him some money. But he's one guy that I forgot to mention as far as president or GM. And I definitely think, believe it or not, that the Pirates actually made a fantastic move by hiring Ben Cherington. Mike, your thoughts on that?
I think that Cherington's in for a culture shock. I know he wants to come here. He knows it's a small market team, but he had a lot of money to spend in Boston. It's easier to put together a World Series team with a lot of money in your pocket than it is to do it with what the Pirates are trying to do it with.
No doubt.
And as far as manager, I wonder why you don't go ahead and tell them that you want to go. Talk to Sherrington and say you're ready to go. You can go cheap, a million a year or something like that, and you can bring me in as a bench coach. Now, I don't know what Tom Prince did as I don't know what his job was, but obviously neither did he or anybody else in the organization knew what his job was either. So, you know, bring me in, I'll sit on the bench.
Now, I'd mentioned a list of managers before, guys like Ozzie Guillen and Socha and Garner and Pena and Willie Randolph. But I think the lead guy now is John Farrell, who coached Boston and he coached the Blue Jays, and he has strong ties with Cherington. And I'd be good with that hire. I'd be very good with that hire. And I also think that he would bring in a much, much better coaching staff than what was there the past couple of years. I'm not talking about Hurdle. I'm talking about the assistants. But that's what my guess/prediction is. He's going to hire John Farrell. Luther, what do you think about the hire, and what would you like to see happen next?
Well, yeah, I like the hire, but again, it's the organization. Are they really going to let him do his job? I mean, it's a great hire. He has a nice track record, but if you don't give him the tools, the checkbook, it's not going to work. So I don't think it's going to work because I don't think they're going to spend the money to get the necessary players. You know, I like the hire, but I don't think they're going to allow him to do his job effectively. So the Pirates will continue to stink like they had the last couple of years because they don't want to spend any money. I mean, that's just the reality of it. They're going to suck again and again until we get new owners or they finally spend some money.
Well, the thing is, like a couple of years ago when they were in the playoffs, I don't remember where their payroll was. It wasn't the last, but it certainly wasn't even in the middle. But it's getting the right players and paying. Like when we look at Harper and we'll just look at Harper making all that money. He had a mediocre season, really, which I thought was crazy to pay him that kind of money. So I'm not saying just blow money, but get some good players. I mean, that pitching staff was atrocious last year. The hitters weren't too bad.
But
not only that,
you should see pitchers.
Yeah.
As you watch the playoffs, you saw so many ex-Pirates.
Yeah,
one
I know.
Guy was up for, you know, he could have won the award. I mean, they had two guys pitching a game five that were both on their staff. They wouldn't keep them. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
They got rid of Meadows for nothing. I mean, like I said, Archer is not. I think Luther.
He's a train wreck.
Yeah, we didn't like that from the beginning. But you have to go out and get good players. I think this guy. I was never a fan of Huntington. He was never. And I really don't like the term baseball guy, but he was not a baseball guy. He was a numbers guy. Cherington knows the game, and I think he's going to. He's a serious guy, who is going to. I think get the proper players here. I should say first the proper coaches that will teach these guys how to bunt, how to steal a damn base, how to run bases, because they still haven't been able to do that the past several years. And I think he'll get the right So I'll say it again, the proper coaches and the right players for this organization. Now, as I still say baseball is bad. It's mediocre. As bad as the Pirates were last year, if they get the proper coaching staff and the proper players, they will have a shot this coming season to make some noise, because anybody in that division, were they that good? No, I mean, the Astros and the American League were good. The Nationals were pretty tough. But, I mean, in that division, were the Cubs that great? Were the Cardinals that great? No. I think the Pirates, because baseball's so mediocre, and I've said this numerous times, if Luther calls me up and says, Claudio, let's go play golf, and Luther's a terrible golfer and I'm a terrible golfer, somebody's got to win.
Right.
Okay. Somebody has to win a World Series. Somebody has to win the MVP. And I think if the Pirates just get a few more guys and the right coaching staff, they have a shot to make some noise.
Well, I've been telling you for years, that Race Series and Clint Hurdle have ruined more baseball players than age has. They wouldn't let you throw the pitches that they threw. They changed the way they bat, way they throw. They ruined these players. They had some good players, and they did have some good pitchers. They just don't know how to coach them. They want everything to be the Pirates' pitching philosophy. But that doesn't work. Drafted a guy or you traded for a guy, let him use the pitches that he used to be successful. That's why you drafted him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think you guys are too hard on Clint Hurdle. Yes.
Well, I like him. I told
manager.
You. Good guy. Yeah.
But when he had the players, what did they do, Claudio? They won nine games. They turned, PNC Park. That first playoff game was electric in there. He had the players. They went out and improved the team. He certainly could manage then. But then once you traded the McCutchins, the Coles, everybody out, he didn't have anything to work with. And that goes to prove my point.
And you're exactly right. And I've said numerous times on Steel City Sports World and on the podcast here, Hurdle's a great guy, and I thought they did him wrong. And it does. And you make a great point, which will segue to something briefly about the NBA. You know, Steve Kerr and Popovich. I'm not a fan of Popovich either, but Steve Kerr, I'm not a fan of at all. And he doesn't have the players, and he's not winning. So that's why I say, hey, I've been coaching for 36 years, but I know that you need. I've said it 1,000 times. You need horses. You need a good manager, but you need the players that can not only play, have it physically, but that are special people that want to be coached and it'll go through or around or underneath a wall for you. And Steve Kerr doesn't have that now, and we'll get him out of the way. But the Pirates, I know you like him. I don't like the guy.
Listen,
I think Mark Jackson would have done, in my opinion, would have done the same thing, if not better, in a different way. But I think that Steve Kerr, he's just not my cup of tea.
You're kicking a man when he's down. Listen, Kevin Durant tore his Achilles and went to Brooklyn. You know, Klay Thompson tore his ACL and is out for the year.
Right.
Steph Curry broke his hand.
Yes, but if he's that great like they say he is.
When he had talent, what did he do? They went to 5 straight championships and won 3 of them.
And I don't give him much of the credit.
Oh, see, that's the problem. If you have the players, you can get it done. If you don't have the horses, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you need to me, the players are more important than the coach. I think a lot of guys might have, you know, been able to win, you know, with that talent they had at the Warriors with Kevin Durant. But before that, before they got Kevin Durant, they went 73-9 and broke the Bulls record that I never thought would be broken. I think you're a little too hard on Steve Kerr, but I know you're a manager, so you really give these guys a tough go. But I think Steve Kerr is a decent coach. I don't think he's horrible. And Popovich, come on. Popovich is a legend, a Hall of Famer. He set the record for most playoff appearances. You know, what
is it, like about him?
Years straight?
Here's what I don't like about him. He'll treat, from what I see, certain people better than he'll treat other people.
He treats media people nasty. You're right. He's an absolute
I don't
jerk.
Like that.
I don't like that either. I mean, but the man can coach.
Oh yeah, he can coach. But I just
he's a coach,
don't like
but
that.
He's a jerk.
Even some of the players, like he, you know, would treat maybe some of his upper echelon players
Duncan.
Better than the guys lower. Yeah,
Ginobili.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like
and,
that.
And then
a yeah,
Steven Jackson, he would give him
yeah.
trouble. You're right. But
yeah,
I think
I'm not a fan of that.
But I think he's just so abrasive, and, you know, he doesn't hide anything. You know, he has something he wants to say, he's going to say it. He wants to argue with the president, he's going to do it. You know, I've always respected that about Popovich. Great coach and always spoke his mind. But, yeah, I don't like the way he treats media people either. But,
Steve Sager, the guy who passed away, Steve
Craig
Sager, he was always hard on
Craig,
him.
Yeah,
Craig Sager. And then when he got sick, right, then when he got sick, he was nice to him. And
But he's nasty
to
a lot of media people.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then, you know what? We're going to take our final commercial break, and we're going to talk about some boxing in a minute. So we'll be right back after we hear a message from our sponsors. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends, Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions, Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions, Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com.
Okay, guys, big fight coming up this week.
Oh, yeah.
Deontay Wilder against Luther's man. Luther always, always talks about this man. King Kong Ortiz. Now, they fought before. Now, some people I've been reading or have been ripping on Wilder, but to be honest with you, I give him credit for fighting this man again because Fury,
yeah.
I don't know, Fury's wrestling. I don't know what the hell Fury's doing. And I don't know who
away
else
from Wilder.
Yeah, or also as his promoters. But Luther, first of all, your thoughts on Wilder fighting Ortiz, and what do you think about the fight itself?
All right. I think this proves Wilder has the most heart of any champion that we've seen in maybe 10 years. Listen, the first fight was a classic. It was the best fight of last year, of 2018. Wilder put him down. Then he got hurt by Ortiz in the seventh round. I thought he was going to get knocked out, got himself together, put him down in the 10th, and finished him in the 11th. This is going to be an outstanding fight, but Wilder is getting better. I don't know if you guys see it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's awkward,
good question.
But he's starting to, you know, really, you know, take pride in the craft and really learn it. Remember, he was a late bloomer, so he didn't really get into the sport until his basketball and football career was over. So that's why he was kind of, you know, behind the pace. But I think right now we're going to see a terrific Wilder. I like what he did to Dominic Brazil, and I think he's going to get Ortiz out faster. Ortiz is the other most feared heavyweight, in the world. Listen, nobody would fight him. People ducked him. The only guy who was brave enough to get in the ring with him is Wilder. He's a Cuban,
twice,
a left-hander. Right. Yeah, with power in both hands. It's going to be a great fight. Yeah. Whatever you have to do, get there, stream it, find a bar, get the pay-per-view. This is going to be the fight of the year. Ortiz looks in great shape. Wilder.
This is the best shape he's been in.
Yeah, which is amazing. They're saying he's 40, 45, but, you know, the man can fight, and this should be a great fight. I think it might get fight of the year again, but Wilder's going to get him out of there in six, I think. Nobody can stand up to this punishment. Nobody.
Mike?
It's a good fight to look forward to. Looking at it, it reminds me a lot of, Foreman Lau fight. I think there'll be a lot of...
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of knockdowns. Yes. Yeah, you know, guys, these two guys can throw punches, and they can take some too. So I think
I'm thinking
right. This could be very well be the fight of the year.
Yep, and you make a great point with Foreman Ron Lau. That's a great analogy. I'm thinking Luther said six. I think Wilder might catch him in the fifth. But I think he's going to take some heavy shots. And I think this is one of those fights that Wilder is going to get a lot of respect because I think he's going to make a little bit of a comeback. Because I think I have a feeling that Ortiz, that he might knock him down. And I think that he's going to, and Wilder comes back and wins him. And I think Wilder got a lot of credit after the Fury fight. I mean, Fury obviously got a lot of credit for what he went through, the Undertaker bit and all that. But I think Ortiz might catch him. Yeah, it should have been. But I think Ortiz might catch him. But I do think Wilder in five. So the next fight is December 7th, Ruiz against Anthony Joshua. Mike, what are your thoughts on that fight?
I think that's going to be a snooze fest. I don't think too much really happening in that one. It's going to be worth watching. Who knows who's going to win? Who cares who's going to win? It's not going to be a good fight to watch. The last one wasn't that fun to watch either.
Well, the last one, I would say.
I was shocked that last one, Mike.
I was extremely shocked.
That was great theater. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a joke, to be honest with you. And I did judge the book by its cover. I knew that, people say that Ruiz was tough, but I mean, my God, Joshua should have just dominated that fight, but he got the hell knocked out of him. But who do you think is going to win, Mike, between those two?
I think Joshua will beat him this time around. I think he was surprised too the last time.
Yeah.
But after watching Wilder and Ortiz, I don't think this one's going to live up to what we saw after for that one.
No. Mm-hmm. You have Joshua in a knockout, a decision, or what?
Just a decision. A decision.
Okay. Luther?
Listen, I don't know what to make about this fight. The first one, I remember the week to the fight, we were sending memes back and forth on Facebook and text messages about how fat and out of shape Andy Ruiz was.
Yeah.
And he went in there and 11-1 odds, he did the unthinkable. This fight, he's lost a lot of weight. Anthony Joshua has lost a lot of weight. I don't know if you've seen them, but they both have been in the gym and lost weight.
Right.
I think it's going to be a very close fight. I think Joshua is going to do a lot of holding. He's going to do his jab and hold because he can't throw with Ruiz. Ruiz has faster hands. He has better combinations. I think Ruiz has to get a knockout. He is not going to get a decision, even though he's the current champion. He has to get a knockout. And I think the boxing world needs Andy Ruiz to win because he will work to unify the titles. Anthony Joshua is already on record saying if he wins, he doesn't want to hear anything about Wilder. He doesn't want to hear anything about Fury or Ortiz. He's going to take.
Well, then who's he going to fight then?
Exactly. He's probably going to fight the guy at ESPN.
Oh, please don't tell me Parker. I'm tired about Parker and Dylan White. Dylan White. I'm tired of that group.
Right.
He's going to fight the guy who's shining his shoes outside on the street.
But how can you say that
you wouldn't fight Wilder if you wouldn't?
And
fight.
That's why I have no respect for Anthony Joshua. He is an absolute joke. You know, he got exposed the last fight. You know, he doesn't have a good chin. He's very soft. And I told you guys, I was telling you guys that on Ring Talk week after week. I didn't trust his chin. And it just took
I didn't either. Ruiz Jim loved him. I did think Ruiz.
Jim said
I didn't
he's
think
the next Muhammad Ali.
That was ridiculous. But I didn't say that Joshua. I did think he was going to beat Ruiz. I really thought it was a lock he's going to beat
too.
Ruiz.
I thought,
but
was
I
easy.
Did not.
That told you how
not
bad.
Very high on him.
Right. But he has to get a knockoff because they're going to give it. I don't like the fact that it's in Saudi Arabia. They're just
I don't get that.
The arena still is not built. So, I mean, they're going to rush this thing. I hope it doesn't fall apart and, you know, these guys get injured. But they had to build an arena. But have you seen the purses? Anthony Joshua was rumored to get $85 million.
Are you kidding me?
And Andy Ruiz, $13 million. That's a rumor.
$85 million?
Listen, out there in Saudi Arabia, they have money to throw around. And that's why Eddie Hearn put it out there. He didn't want to bring it
back to the cow.
Which is where it should have been. You lost the title in America. Why wouldn't you fight here again to get your titles back? You know, I don't trust it. I don't think he's a clean fighter. And I think when he came to the United States, he couldn't do all that dirty stuff he was doing in the UK. And that's part of the reason he got exposed.
Right.
He got winded. He got that chin hit. And he wasn't using a little extra roids or ATAs or whatever he was using, because he did not look like the same fighter.
Mike McGlory, cover your ears. But Luther, can you imagine if Sugar Ray or Hagler or Hearns or Duran or Muhammad or Foreman or those guys would have fought now in Saudi Arabia? If this guy's making $85 million,
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. I'm like, man, that can't be. But that is the rumor.
Wow.
And that's why they put it in there. Eddie Hearn shot this fight around.
Hey, if he can get it, God bless him. Good for him. Good for him.
That is an amazing purse, you know.
Or Tyson. I mentioned those guys. Can you imagine Tyson? What he would have been? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Different world. And those guys were 10 times the fighters of these guys now.
Oh, my God.
The only one I think might have a chance is Wilder, just because he has power. But he would have a lot of trouble in that era, in the 90s, especially in the 70s.
Yep. I'm with you. Well, guys, as always, that's a quick hour. We always say that after the Steel City Sports World shows. And this was a quick hour. And love having you guys on. Thank you for taking the time to be on the show. We will definitely have you guys on again. And always appreciate you guys coming on. I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions. My great producer, Adam Zalouf. I have two upcoming guests, great guests that have committed. One of them is Rob Nelson. He is the founder of Big League Chew. It's a 40th anniversary of that.
Wow.
So I'm very excited to have him on. Yeah. And then another guy who's going to be on sometime in December. He's going to be at the fight this coming week. And that's legendary boxer, heavyweight boxer, Jerry Cooney is going on the show. Jerry. Yeah.
Classic.
He was one of the guys that I really wanted to be on the show. And met him a couple years ago with Donnie Lalonde and Canastota in New York at the Hall of Fame. But I've had a chance to talk to him the past couple weeks. And just an unbelievable story, unbelievable guy. And I'm really, really excited to have him on the show. And I can't wait to have him on. So it'll be a good show. And you know what, guys, Luther and Mike, the Boxing Hall of Fame, the ballots are out, and they're going to be sometime in mid-December. So we'll have you guys on, and we'll have Smoke and Jim on, and we'll talk about the guys who got in. Hopefully, Vinny Paz gets in.
He needs to get in. It's time.
Yep.
You get a vote this year, Claudio.
I don't get a vote, unfortunately. Maybe one of these days we'll get a vote, right? I hope so. But, hey, guys, always a pleasure having you guys on. You guys are the best. So thank you for being on the
show. Thanks, Claudio. It's always a great time on the show.
So, again, always want to thank my sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Traer Physical Therapy Institute in Westford, Pennsylvania. Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Remember to go to nhyfa.com for the Turkey Bowl on November 23rd from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., 200 Henderson Road. Don't forget to get podcastmagazine.com, free lifetime subscription. And as always, want to thank my mom and dad. Miss my mom and dad. Wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for them. So thank you all for listening to the show. ClaudioRossano.com, Stitcher, iTunes, and Spotify. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.